Welcome to Missouri Corn Talk, your go-to weekly agriculture podcast, delivering fast, reliable updates on market development efforts, ethanol demand, and the issues shaping today's corn industry. I'm your host, David Geiger. As farmers get ready to plant one of the most expensive crops in history, input costs remain on top of mind, especially fertilizer. There is a growing conversation across the countryside about what is driving those prices and what can be done to bring relief. Today, we're joined with National Corn Growers Association CEO Neil Caskey to talk about how corn growers, including those here in Missouri, are pushing back and working towards solutions. Neil, thank you so much for joining us today. And just for the sake of everyone, bring us up to speed. Where are we right now for corn producers and fertilizer prices?
Yeah, this is a long story with at least a not so happy ending as of today, David. But thanks for having me back on. Always a pleasure to visit with my Missouri corn friends. I'm a member and from the Boot Hill of Missouri, so it's always a thrill to get to connect with them. Yeah, I think you said it best. This is going to be one of the most expensive corn crops ever planted across the U.S., according to our estimates. And this was before the war in Iran. And so obviously this would send this even higher. But we expect this corn crop to cost about $920 per acre. You know, that can be managed if the price that farmers are getting paid for that crop is a lot higher than it is right now. It's not, you know, that everyone knows that. And we estimate that corn farmers are going to lose about 80 cents on every bushel they produce this year. You do the math on that, David, that's about $150 per acre of corn. That's what they could lose right now. And so I think your audience knows this, David, but fertilizers are a vital crop input. Fertilizer companies know this too, and quite frankly, have taken advantage of this and their farm customers. I think the biggest example that I could think of is the countervailing duty petition that Mosaic filed a few years back. I think it was back in 2020. And they were doing that to protect themselves from competition of imported phosphate fertilizers. And so, you know, I remember at the time, you know, thinking this was just corporate greed at its best and bad public policy at its worst. And that is why Missouri Corn and NCGA and the broader corn family banded together and fought against that petition back in 2020 and then 2021 throughout the process. Unfortunately, the U.S. government had a different opinion. They accepted Mosaic's argument back in 2021, and that effectively squeezed out competition from countries like Morocco. And back then, they accounted for about 40% of our imports before those duties were imposed back in 2021. And they can't compete, and they couldn't then, and that really squeezed them out. And so by extension, that allowed Mosaic and others like Simplot to charge farmers a whole heck of a lot more for phosphate fertilizers. And in fact, a Texas A&M study of this very issue that was just released recently found that farmers have paid an extra $6.9 billion. And that is billion with a B as a result of those duties. $3 billion of that was paid for by corn farmers alone. And so this is, just to be clear, this is $6.9 billion that farmers who have been struggling to make ends meet over the last few years, this is going to be the fourth straight year of losses that farmers are going to be operating in. But this is $6.9 billion that farmers who have been operating through that have to pay to companies that have been posting some pretty impressive profits during that same period of time. Apparently, that wasn't enough, I guess. We learned last week that Mosaic and Simplot not only asked to extend these duties as part of the five-year review that we're in right now, but they think the duties apparently should be higher. And so $6.9 billion from farmers isn't enough for them, I guess. And I said this last week when the news first broke, I'll say it again here, these companies know no shame.
I think that is wild that we are seeing prices at that level, $6 billion more because of some of these duties. But another aspect of this is because of this problem of margins with farmers, where it is very tight per bushel it makes it so it's really difficult to judge year to year how much things are going to cost. And so big swings like that just over the past 5 years have been extremely impactful on our producers. When you look at that and you talk about the fight that's going on and this current review that's going on, what is the thing that goes top of mind of what farmers should be doing, what you're trying to do to counteract this?
Yeah, I mean, they were outrageous. The idea was outrageous back in 2021. What is more outrageous than outrageous, you know, now in 2026? I don't know if I can come up with the right word, David, or not, but corn is pushing back as part of this review process. And not just us, actually, it's all the grower groups. We have all aligned to press the ITC to revoke the duties as part of that five-year review. That is one of the asks that has been made. Another option that could provide more immediate relief is that the president could suspend these duties through some sort of an emergency declaration. You know, we are in a period of war, and obviously our supplies of fertilizer have been affected by the Strait of Hormuz. And so we think that is an option that is in front of the president. He could suspend those duties and hopefully provide some immediate relief. I would say in light of the farm economy and disruption from the war, it really feels like Congress ought to be taking a look into this too. Another path that we have picked is to appeal directly to the CEOs of both Mosaic and Simplot. And we have asked them, this coalition of 50 state and national grower groups, we have asked the CEOs of Mosaic and Simplot to withdraw their petition for duties. That's probably the easiest route. And if these companies had any decency, that's what they should do. We invited them in a letter a couple of weeks ago to do just that. Not surprisingly, David, we haven't heard anything back from them. And after I learned that they think farmers need to pay even more for phosphate fertilizers, I even invited them to make their case, them being the CEOs of Mosaic and Simplot. I invited them to make their case directly to the Corn Board. We are really interested to know the logic and the wisdom behind their decision to not only extend these duties, which have increased costs by $6.9 billion, but why they think that needs to be even higher. I think farmers across America would like to know that too.
I'm glad you brought that up, because that's what farmers want to know. Why? Why is the price set at the point it is? And I think the answer is we don't know, and we don't know how they calculate that.
Yeah, if they're trying to squeeze out competition and charge their customers higher, I mean, I would say that is the only rationale that I could think of. But I don't think you or any of your listeners, David, will be surprised to know that that's been crickets from them on all accounts. We haven't heard anything from them on our appeal from all the major commodity groups across the U.S. and their state affiliates. We have asked them to do the right thing, show some decency, and withdraw this petition for duties. We have not heard from them on that request. I have not heard from them on my personal invitation to come talk to the Corn Board and share that logic. Yeah, we're puzzled. And just, it's insulting, disrespectful. I could run out of words that I could use to describe the, you know, just the way we feel about this. And we expect better from, you know, members of the agricultural industry, and we're not getting it from them.
Neil, is there a place folks can go that are listening to show their support for this initiative, this attempt to make sure that fertilizer prices are kept under control?
Yeah, I mean, I think the best thing for them to do in Missouri is to, you know, is to stay in touch with the Missouri Corn Growers Association. You know, they are with us in leading efforts to push back against all of this, and just share with us any data and concerns they have on price and availability of product. We just fielded a nationwide survey of growers just to get a sense of where they are on supplies for fertilizer this year and looking ahead into concerns about next year. And so there's obviously, you think about where we are, you know, and planting in many parts of the U.S. or is already underway or soon will be. I mean, I think there's probably very little based on the logistics of how product moves around the globe that can be done for 2026. And I think in some cases, you know, many folks are okay with supplies of both phosphate and nitrogen fertilizers. But for every one grower that's concerned about price and availability today in 2026, there are two that are concerned about how all of this, from duties to the war and just everything combined together, you know, what is that going to do for the price and availability of product in 2027? And so sharing with us where things stand, I think will be a great place to start, David.
Neil, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today and for all the work you do on behalf of corn growers.
Always a pleasure.
And that's going to do it for this episode of Missouri Corn Talk. This podcast is made possible by the Missouri Corn Merchandising Council and the Missouri Corn Growers Association. To learn more about the work being done on behalf of Missouri corn farmers, visit mocorn.org. I'm David Geiger. Thanks for listening.